I mean, clearly, it's a cocktail of things, not least of which the easy access to his mother's weapons, which were in the house that he shared with her. But the local newspaper, the Hartford Courant, is reporting, I think, tomorrow morning that they found thousands and thousands of dollars worth of violent video games in the Lanza home, and in particular where Adam Lanza used to have his own little private quarters, if you like. Clearly, if you mix the cocktail of mental health issues, the ready availability of high-power weaponry, and an apparent obsession with these violent games, that is going to trigger, in the wrong kind of person, a very unpleasant situation.
I think the proof is in the eating of the pudding. When you mix that cocktail, you get oftentimes horrific results like this. I mean, the fact is that millions of people watch violent video games. It's a multi-billion-dollar industry. The Supreme Court has ruled on whether this causes violence. It doesn't. But as a factor, when you factor this in with somebody who it looks like very likely has severe mental health issues, had very severe mental health issues, along with his on the gun range with his mother, being completely not only desensitized to firing weapons, but introduced to them, comfortable with them, and what other factors we're not even aware of yet. But certainly those three factors, Piers, I have to agree with you. I think that that's a cocktail for the kind of explosion we saw in Newton.
See, I think you have to attack the whole gun control issue. And if I would almost rephrase it now, call it gun safety. How do you try and prevent more of these things? How do you